Still time for a bit more. Franklin's got the run. He stays off because Reed had a better access. Here's Buddy. Takes it and just gets the leverage on the left. What a kick from Franklin. He's at it again, Buddy Franklin. But the big noise out of this game is going to reverberate all around the league. The Sydney Swans have put together 3 wins in a row. And if you had any doubt that they are back, well, you better believe it now. A convincing 50-point win over the Saints at Etihad Stadium.
Yeah, well, Buddy Franklin has found form. The Swannies have found form, thankfully, and they're climbing the ladder. Still sitting in 12th, but the Saints had been playing well. With a win over the Swans, they would have been up there in the top 8, but that's not to be. Dean Towers joins us now. G'day, Dean.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Good, mate. We can talk about winning now, which is great.
Yeah, true.
How have you turned things around? What needed to click?
I think it's just getting back to the basics. Having a simple focus and bringing that effort that we need to bring on the day and not expecting it to happen. We really have to make it happen.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a... So the wake-up calls happen now. It's onwards and upwards, Dean.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and, mate, I guess tradition... Would they be your most staunchest rivals, Hawthorn?
Since I've been here, I'd definitely say so. I've been here 5 years now. It's always a bit of a grudge match against them. You almost say GWS as well is probably up there now as well.
Yeah. Well, they're only Johnny-come-latelys, really.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Sitting second, though, they're going on. The Hawks have been a surprise like you guys in a slow start to the season, but they're starting to get it together, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, true.
Thanks for that.
Where do their biggest dangers lie, mate?
Yeah, in the Hawks?
Yeah.
Well, I worry about the defenders. They'll be playing up forward. So obviously they've got a few good players down there that move the ball out there. I think Hodge is down there. Burgoyne, Gibson, those boys. In the guts, obviously, our mate Tom Mitchell is in there racking them up every week. So he's obviously a key player for him.
And mate, Indigenous round, is it a special one for... Well, it's a particularly special one for the Swannies, and I know that Adam Goods' mum has designed the jersey.
Yeah, she designed the original Guernsey that we got, and I don't think it's changed at all since the first one that we did.
Yeah, it's a brilliant round. It's something the NRL enjoyed last round as well, Dean. So wish you well for that one. It means a hell of a lot. Kieran Jack, mate, how's he travelling?
I think he's training today.
Good.
I think he's got full training and hopefully he'll be able to put his hand up in selection. But we'll see how he goes today.
And Buddy, I mentioned him, mate. He's found his form. He's got an extraordinary kicking style and once he's on, he can kick them from anywhere.
Yeah, that last goal he kicked that straight over my head, so I had a pretty good view of it. That was an amazing goal. Buddy's such a presence when he's out there. He brings such a big amount of positive energy while you're out on the ground. And I reckon he lifts a lot of guys, whether he's kicking goals or not.
No doubt about that. And he's been doing a relatively good job throughout the season as well. Dean, good luck. We wish there's going to be a big crowd there on Friday night against Hawthorn at the SCG. It's a big day for the AFL as well with Indigenous Round. We wish you all the best and keep the winning form going. Make it 4 in a row.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll do.
Good on you, Dean.
Dean Towers there, Sydney Swans utility. The Swannies are expected to win $1.20 up against Hawthorn, $4.60.
I didn't know where to go then.